This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Zachas in cold New South Wales. The whole continent is rugged up because they're used to a different temperature range than we are here in New England. And our temperature range is a little chillier than expectations, but it'll work out. My grandmother taught me 7 years, that's what you have to wait. 7 years for a change in weather. All right, fine, I'll wait. Jeremy, the reptiles are doing predictable things, but they're not getting easier to manage. The most outrageous series seems to be the venomous snakes like to come up through toilets. Is that ordinary, or does that just get headlines?
Well, John, that's not really ordinary, and it also does get headlines now, because the reality is normally toilets are too wet for snakes, basically, at the crux of it. It's too wet. It's often a little bit cooler than the rest of the house, and it's not really a place where snakes like to go. They prefer maybe the ceilings where the roof cavity provides the warmth and the dryness, or maybe in the walls too, where for the same reason you get the warmth and the dryness. But what's happening, and particularly in the, I guess, the northern parts of Australia, and certainly here in Sydney too, apparently, is that snakes are now finding that toilet bowls are warmer for them. And because there's a water source there, they're actually wrapping themselves around the top of the toilet bowl and effectively living there in a warm space with a regular fresh water source more and more often. And it actually is true that the number of snakes in a toilet across the country, as reported by snake catchers, has increased in the past 2 years. And all people can figure out is that it is because the warm and weird weather temperatures are really forcing snakes to find new environments where they have fresh water, plus they have a relatively stable heat source. And the fact, too, that a lot of people, because they're aware of snakes around their properties and tend to rid them if they find them in other places, the snakes are finding new places to hide. And I must say, too, they're not all coming up from the actual toilet bowl itself. They're apparently slithering in behind the actual toilet seat. So snakes can flatten themselves out. So they're actually coming from another part of the house, slithering up the toilet bowl and getting inside the toilet, basically like a human would lifting the seat, I guess you could say. And that's probably the scariest part, because it means there's a snake often roaming around the house for some period beforehand, trying to find a habitat to live in, which in itself is completely scary and off the charts. So this is something that is very, very new and very weird. And another reason why maybe now I'm too scared to go to the toilet. But here in Australia, we're seeing the snakes do the weirdest things. And it's all about them trying to find new environments to live in, because the weather and the climate is absolutely changing on them. So this is strange, John. We'll see more stories of it. And honestly, I'm checking even my toilets now.
I'm assuming that about 500 people are now canceling their plans to travel to Australia because they listened to you, Jeremy. So good heavens, what a vacation. Now we go to something that seems kind of obvious. Do not take snakes to an emergency room. What is going on here?
Oh, John, I feel this is a very uniquely Australian thing too. Well, what's happening now in Queensland in particular, where we do have more snake bites and more snakes than anywhere else in the country, pythons, venomous snakes, you name it, they've got it there. What is happening now, though, is that people, when they get bitten by a snake, they're actually, instead of immediately rendering first aid, they're first catching the snake, often putting it either in a bag or some kind of plastic container, and then saving it with the thought process that if they can get the doctor to have a look at the snake, they'll get the correct antivenin. So catch the snake, do the first aid, call the ambulance, go to the hospital. But the problem is, when they go to the hospital, they are carrying the snake with them. So apparently now paramedics, if you are taken by ambulance, the paramedics will take the snake off you and stop it going to the emergency room. But a lot of people are driven in by just either friends, and of course they're presenting at emergency rooms, who then not only have to deal with the fact that you may be suffering from a very fatal condition from the snake bite, they then have to deal with this venomous snake in an emergency room, which you can imagine, John, in Queensland, is not what you want to have. So honestly, it's very uniquely Australian, because who would have thought that actually have a snake catcher on call in many cases now? So they literally do have their preferred snake catcher, and when this happens, they have to call them in. But people are now being told through community and the Queensland government, please do not bring your snake into hospital if you've been bitten. Leave the snake where it is. Try and get a description. But just for goodness sake, don't take them to hospital.
I can see the sign over the swinging emergency doors. You know, check your snakes at the door. Good heavens, Jeremy. These are Australians. They've grown up with snakes. Certainly they, well, all right, fine. Sometimes an eastern brown snake can look like something else. I don't know. Is that true? It looks dangerous to me. Can you mistake it for a garden snake?
Well, fancy you should mention that, John, because in Queensland, a lot of the snakes, the non-venomous pythons, actually have a tinge of brown. And I suspect this might be where part of the rationale has come into people's heads. So what they, and it's very hard to determine, I guess, when you've been bitten, if it was a very venomous or it was maybe just a large garden snake. So I can kind of see where they're coming from. But the reality is, John, when you've seen enough Great Eastern Browns, and I've been lucky enough to see also the non-venomous snakes quite a lot, you definitely can tell the difference. The quite a lot bigger. The fangs definitely are much more prevalent, and the great is just a more angry snake. So the garden snakes tend to disappear quickly. So you know what? I can see their rationale, but I just give them a description. And the great thing is, John, that most of the time you get all the antivenin anyway for most of the snake bites because doctors won't take the chance in trying to get the right snake identified. They'll just give you everything, and normally one of the parts of the antivenin will stick and work.
All right, my list now. Check in your shoes, check in the children's backpack, check under the front seat of the car, certainly check behind the internet box, check in the walls if there are any holes in the walls, check in the closet, check under the pillow, check in the toilet. What did I miss, Jeremy? Is that a long enough list?
Oh, I think it's also checking gardening equipment, check under your PVC plastic in the garden, look under every bush, look under pretty much every rock. Well, don't look under the rocks, but just stay clear of the rocks because there will probably be a snake sleeping under there. And I believe, did you mention letterboxes as well? We
No,
have problems with letterboxes.
I'm writing. I'm writing. I'm writing.
Yeah.
All right, Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales. There's a controversy in cricket. What a surprise! It's a mystery. We're not going to solve it. But when we come back, the very famous, infamous, colorful, always in the news, Ben Stokes, he's in trouble again. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.